The Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs were able to secure in writing from the United States that this particular exercise would not attract sanctions. Immediately, that information was provided to the Venezuelan government. And today, just before coming here, I have signed the approval for a flight at 6 p.m. this afternoon for the Venezuelans to be repatriated.
Madam Speaker, why didn't the Minister of National Security liaise with the U.S. government before the flight to save Trinidad and Tobago from international embarrassment and hundreds of Venezuelans from inconvenience?
Member, you're not allowed to make a statement. You asked a question. I will not allow that. Supplemental.
Thank you. Madam Speaker, why didn't the Minister liaise with the U.S. government before, in the first place, to save Trinidad and Tobago from
international embarrassment? Madam Speaker,
I'm not allowing that question. Supplemental, yes?
Madam Speaker, did the minister, in his duty, complete or did that due diligence to understand that this aircraft that was going to come into Trinidad was sanctioned, having regard to the fact that this airline was sanctioned since March 2020 by the U.S. government?
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. No matter how the member tries to twist and turn what was just said, the facts remain the same. As the information was provided to the Civil Aviation Authority of Trinidad and Tobago, and they red flagged that the aircraft was a sanctioned aircraft, which is in keeping with the policy and the procedure, immediately at that stage, the information was conveyed to the government of Venezuela. And parallel to that, we went a step further and reached out to the United States government to ask the United States government through the normal, understood diplomatic and protocol channels whether they would permit an exercise such as this, which is a mercy exercise and a humanitarian exercise. Fortunately, the United States government took the position that yes, they would, and that information was conveyed. There was absolutely no stumbling in this process. There was absolutely nothing different that could have been done by a government that acts within the normal diplomatic channels and according to the normal protocols and procedures.